The title of our sermon today is Let's Cancel Christmas.
我们今天正道的题目是让我们取消圣诞节。
Our text is Philippians 2. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and being made in the likeness of men.
经文呢是腓立比书第二章五到这个七节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。Again,
our title, Let's Abolish Christmas.
再跟大家强调一下，我们的题目是让我们取消圣诞。
The story is told of a very tired mother at Christmas time. She had been shopping with her children for many hours. She was tired, and her children were begging for every toy on the shelf.
有一个故事呢，讲述一个在圣诞节期间疲惫不堪的一位母亲，带着她的三个孩子，很年幼的孩子去到这个圣诞购物，花了几个小时。那孩子们呢，嚷着要买。
All this busy mother could think about was all the preparation she had to make, the meals, the baking, the decorations, the cards, the wrapping of the presents.
这位母亲呢，当时呢想的，她脑海当中呢，全是她自己在圣诞节期间所需要准备的一些事情，比如说要准备一些食物啊，要烤饼干呀，要做一些装饰啊，还要写很多的这个圣诞贺卡。
Finally, she had enough. She drug her children into the store elevator filled with people, and when the elevator's doors closed, the mother said out loud these words, "Whoever started this whole Christmas thing should be shot." And from the back of the elevator came a voice, "Don't worry, we already crucified him." And for the rest of the trip down, the elevator was completely quiet.
那最后呢，这位母亲呢，实在是忍受不了了，所以后呢，他就拖着他的孩子呢，进入到了这个已经拥挤不堪的这个电梯里边。在这个进去之后呢，他就大声的这样的感叹说：“他说应该把开始圣诞节的这个人呢枪毙了。”那这个时候呢，在电梯后边呢，传来一个非常沉稳平和的声音。 回答说：“别担心，我们已经将他钉在十字架上了。”在剩下的时间里边，这个电梯一直往下落，这个电梯里一片的宁静。Today
our sermon title is Let's Cancel Christmas, and I'm only half serious, but let's concentrate on the half that is serious, because there is something wrong today with Christmas.
今天的正道的题目在强调一下，是让我们取消圣诞。海尔牧师说，他这样说呢，一半是认真的。那我们今天呢，就集中在这一半的认真的说法上面。为什么呢？因为的确，我们看到圣诞节确实有一些问题。Now,
commercialism is not the culprit.
那商业的主义或者说商业精神呢，不应该是被告。
It's a standard routine of preachers to condemn the commercialization and marketing of Christmas. Oh, that big business and godless commercials, TV ads, making people spend a lot of money looking for the profit of Christmas.
作为这个传道者呢，谴责这个圣诞的商业化和他们其中的巨大的这种利益商机呢，是一个很平常的做法。那些不敬钱的电视广告。 这个商家在圣诞节的确赚取了巨额的利润。No,
commercialism is not the culprit.
不是的，商业精神呢，或者说商业主义不是被告。
In its own perverted way, commercialism is at least forcing people to stop and acknowledge the birth of Jesus.
实际上，按照他们自己的曲解，其实商业主义至少是在强迫人们呢暂停啊一下，就来认知耶稣的诞生。
In a way, St. Paul speaks about this in our reading today from Philippians, that he said, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
正如呢，圣保罗呢，在腓立比书第二章第十节开始所说的，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Not everyone will confess Jesus in faith and worship, but everybody will one day, at judgment day, be forced to acknowledge who Jesus is.
当然了，不是每一个人呢都将凭着信心承认耶稣并且敬拜他，但是每一个人总有一天在审判日将被迫承认耶稣是谁。
Today, commercialism does that, even if it does not intend to.
今天呢，我们看到商业主义呢，这个商人们做了他们没有计划去做的事。
Expressions like Merry Christmas, Christmas shopping, Christmas holidays at least puts the name of Jesus Christ before all people.
那表现在什么地方呢？比如说像圣诞快乐、圣诞购物、圣诞假期这样的用语呢，我们看到他们很自然地将耶稣基督的名字展示在了世人的面前。
The chairman of the board of any store or business cannot today ignore the fact of Christmas. No, the reason to cancel Christmas is not commercialism.
所以你看，任何的商业机构的这个啊领袖啊，董事会的主席啊，都没有办法忽视圣诞节这个事实。所以呢，不是说取消啊这个商业主义，不是取消圣诞节的原因。
The reason is that Christmas is misunderstood by those of us who should know better.
那这个原因是什么呢？是真正的被像我们这些本来应该明白这个圣诞节意义的人错误的理解了。
Too many Christian believers see Christmas as an end, not as a beginning.
太多的这个有这个基督信仰的人呢，看这个圣诞节只是一个结束啊，过完节就完了，而不是一个开始。
Christmas is the beginning of a journey.
圣诞呢，实际上是一个旅程的开始。
The journey of Almighty God.
是全能上帝的旅程。
The journey that climaxes at the cross and the empty tomb of Easter.
这个旅程的最高潮呢，是十字架和空坟墓。
Listen again to some words of scripture from Philippians 2 today that talks about that journey.
让我们再一次的听一下腓立比书二章当中呢关于这个上帝的旅程。
Although Christ Jesus existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant.And he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross.
耶稣基督本有上帝的形象，他不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Christmas is only the beginning of the journey of God.
因此呢，圣诞只是上帝旅程的开始。
The beginning at the birth in Bethlehem's manger.
开始在这个旅程的开始，在这个伯利恒的马槽里的降生。
The beginning that led our Savior to the cross of Calvary. That's the reason he came.
是带领我们救主往各个他的十字架上去的开始，这是他来的真正的原因。
But we would isolate Christmas. We would preserve it as an event complete in itself.
然而呢，我们却将这个圣诞呢割裂开来，将它当作一个本身独立的一个事件。
We would make it an ending. We would make it just one day in December.
我们将它呢视为一个啊，仅仅是一个目标，是一个终点。我们将它视作十二月份的一天而已。
Worse than that, we would just simply make it a festival for children with a cute little baby in a manger and cute children in a nice Christmas program.
更糟糕的是什么呢？我们很多时候将它看成是一个以迷人的一个婴孩在马槽里和一群可爱的孩子完成的一个圣诞的表演的儿童节目。
We would agree with the popular but false sentiment that says, oh, you know, Christmas is for children.
我们也同意那一个很流行的但是是一个错误的说法或者看法，就是圣诞是为了孩子的。
And all of this leads us to the real problem.
所以这些问题呢，带领我们进入到一个真正的问题。
Here's the real problem.
这是真正的问题。
We would see Christmas apart from the cross.
我们看圣诞呢，是与十字架分开的。
This can make Christmas into just sentimental emotion with no real purpose.
这个呢，可以呢，是一个没有实际目标的，使我们带来的一种伤感。
And here's a secret for you.
这是一个秘密，对你来讲。
This may be one reason the early church, for its first 300 years, did not celebrate Christmas. Did you know that?
你知道吗？也许呢，这就是早期教会啊，在前300年，这个初期教会没有庆祝圣诞节的原因。
The early church concentrated on Easter, the climax of Jesus' life.The celebration of his victory over sin, death, and the devil.
早期教会呢，把重心呢放在了复活节，就是耶稣生命的高潮，献身复活。
It is the end of Jesus' earthly life that's really the center and foundation of our Christian faith.
那耶稣的生命结束的时候呢，的确是我们这个基督信仰的一个基础。
Jesus' birth at Christmas.Is just the beginning.
从这个意义上讲呢，耶稣基督的降生呢，在圣诞节只是一个开始。
And so when the early church began to celebrate Christmas, it was not seen as an isolated event.
所以当早期教会啊开始庆祝圣诞节的时候，他们真的没有把这个圣诞节当做一个独立的事件来庆祝。
Christmas was seen as the beginning of the shining of God's light.That only came to full fruition at Easter.
所以呢，这个圣诞节只是开始的光，最终的闪耀呢是在复活节。
Christmas is not meant to be just an event on a pretty Hallmark Christmas card.
所以圣诞节呢，的确并不意味着体现在这种感情交流的，比如说圣诞卡上的一种独立的事件。
Christmas is the beginning of the journey of God to come to destroy the powers of sin, death, and the devil, and to open wide heaven for all.
圣诞节呢，是上帝击败罪、死亡、魔鬼和所有黑暗权势旅程的开始，是为了我们所有的人。
Christmas turns our eyes to Easter.
所以呢，圣诞呢，使我们的目光呢，转向复活。
This is not in my sermon, so you'll have to wing it.
No problem.
No problem. That's why at our home, in our big window that faces the street, every Christmas season, we put a very large wooden cross that I made, covered with red Christmas lights. So when people go by there, they see the red Christmas lights, but it's very clear that it's a cross.
这也就是为什么呢，在牧师这个 Harold 牧师的家里边呢，他在圣诞节期间呢，都要放一个在他的这个窗户前面放一个很大的十字架，在上面呢有这个红灯装饰，向世人 宣告是什么呢？圣诞节是关于十字架的，是指向最终耶稣基督的死和复活。
Christmas turns our eyes to the very reason Jesus came, to be our Savior and to rise in victory over death.
所以圣诞呢，使我们的目光呢，真正的是注视向复活节啊，让我们知道神给我们在他里边的永生的盼望。
When you look into the Bethlehem manger, what do you see?
当你注视着那伯利恒马槽里的婴孩，你看到的是什么呢？
You see both the helpless baby of Mary and also the crucified and victorious Lord.
应该说你同时看到玛利亚那无助的儿子，以及在被钉十字架得胜的上帝的儿子。
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the angels in heaven sang, Glory to God in the highest. Now today, on Christmas 2021, where is God's glory to be seen?
当耶稣基督在伯利恒的马槽里出生的时候，天使高唱，荣耀归于至高真神。那在现在2021年的这个圣诞日，在哪里能够找到真正的荣耀呢？
God's glory is seen not just in the angels singing, not just in the shepherds bowing, and not just in the wise men giving their gifts.
那上帝的荣耀不仅仅在天使的歌声当中，不仅仅是在牧羊人的敬拜当中，博士的礼物中。
God's glory today is seen in your life and in my life.Lives changed by Jesus' victory over sin and death and the devil. Christmas always leads us to Easter.
所以呢，真正上帝的荣耀是在你的生命当中，在我的生命当中。这生命是在十字架上和空坟墓里边，基督战胜罪、死亡和魔鬼，他给予我们的拯救和给予我们生命的改变。
The message that began with the singing of the angels, the adoration of the shepherds, the gifts of the wise men, comes to the full celebration when Jesus declared, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live.
这个是实际上是从天使的欢歌牧羊人的颂赞博士献礼开始的信息，是在耶稣的 宣告复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，而达到高潮。
Now let me tell you a story as we end this sermon.
让我再给你们讲一个故事来结束今天的正道。
It was Christmas 1978in St. Louis, Missouri, in the USA.
是在1978年圣诞节在美国密苏里州的圣路易斯。
I was a young student studying to be a pastor.
当时呢，海尔牧师呢，是一个神学院的一个学生，被装备要成为牧师。
I was visiting a man and his wife in the hospital.
那呢，他在这个医院呢探望一位病人和他的太太，在医院里边。
This man was named Harold Hoffman, and he was dying.
这个人呢叫哈罗德·霍夫曼，他是当时生命垂危。
Just before he died, from his hospital bed, he reached up and took my hand.
在他离世之前呢，从医院的病床上呢。他抓住了海柔牧师的手。
He told me that one day I would be in my deathbed.
他就告诉我呢，他说有一天呢，你也会在你的临终这个床上也有。
He told me that the only thing that would matter is that if I loved and trusted Jesus Christ, who died and rose for my sin.
他说呢，到那个时候呢，唯一重要的事情就是。你是不是爱信靠为你赎罪的死而复活的耶稣？
Wow, what a gift those words were to me.
所以这些话呢，对牧师来讲呢，是多么好的礼物。
Now, because he would soon die, and his family knew it, they were talking about canceling all their Christmas plans.
因为对这个家庭来讲呢，这个他们所爱的人生命快到尽头，所以呢，家人呢就在一起商量呢，是不是就取消这个圣诞的庆祝计划。
Mr. Hoffman sat up in his bed and he said, "Cancel, cancel Christmas."
这个霍夫曼呢，当时就在床上说，取消，取消圣诞节。
He said the reason for Christmas was so that when I die, I could go to heaven to be with Jesus.
他说呢，我们庆祝圣诞节的原因就是我过世以后，我可以进入到天堂，与基督一起在一起，与耶稣在一起。
A few days later, he did die, and as I was with his family, they had a very meaningful Christmas family gathering.
那几天之后呢，这个霍夫曼先生呢的确离开了，那当时的牧师和他的家人实际上在一起有一个非常有意义的圣诞节。
As the English saying says, Jesus is the reason for the season.
就像这个英文有一句话说耶稣是这个季节的原因。
And the reason for Christmas is the cross and the empty grave.
所以呢，那这个圣诞节的理由就是十字架和空坟墓。
The reason for Christmas is the forgiveness of sins and the gift of heaven.
圣诞节的原因就是罪的赦免和天堂的礼物。
So today, we celebrate Christmas. Why?
所以今天呢，我们来庆祝圣诞节。为什么呢?
Because of Christmas, Easter is coming.
因为圣诞节，所以复活节才会到来。
圣诞快乐 ,in the name of Jesus, Amen.
Merry Christmas, 奉耶稣基督的名, Amen.
Amen.